Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd. It is Wednesday. It's hump day.
For Brandon Ladd and I, though, it's really a Thursday because we don't do the show on Fridays anymore. Like we used to. It's the second to last episode of Sports Hour ever. God, that sounds so weird to say, doesn't it, Ladd?
Yeah, it does feel weird.
It does feel really weird to say. Only two more episodes left. We've got today. We've got tomorrow, and then that is it. The semester is over, and next semester there will be no more Sports Hour, which is just crazy to think about. All right, I said today was going to be a special show. I said today we were going to make a huge announcement on Brandon Ladd and I's final semester here at WNYO Sports.
Yeah, are we even in a position?
Exactly. I don't even know if we're in the position yet to be able to announce anything. There are supposed to be three other people in this room. Currently, there are two other people in this room. And one of them is currently dying of spice at the moment. And one of them just walked out. So, we'll give it a few minutes. But, I guess we'll start. Do you have anything to say before I make the announcement here?
No, not really. I didn't prepare anything.
Yeah, I didn't prepare anything either. That's exactly the whole premise of what we're going to be doing next, is now we're going to officially have all people present for the official announcement. So, before Brandon Ladd and I created Sports Hour our junior year, when there was only allowed to be two people in the studio, we did have another show that had a lot of potential that didn't have, you know, that could have been something bigger, and everybody always had a great time listening to it. It was called The Merger. So next semester, I'm very proud to announce that Brian Rudman, Jake Johnson, and K-Money Kevin Bennett, we will all be returning to the airwaves next year to bring back The Merger. And joining us in studio today is Jacob Johnson, Kevin Bennett, and Brian Rudman. Guys, how are we feeling and how excited are we for next semester?
I'm hot.
Yeah.
Not like... You
That's
know
the
I mean.
Opening statement? That's how we're returning. Is Jake dying from, what do you have?
Buffalo, me and Ladd made buffalo nuggets? Chicken nuggets,
and oh, they're really God. Spicy.
You have a bowl of buffalo chicken in studio.
That, yes. Which is also, which, by the way, highly illegal. highly illegal for what's happening.
Yeah, no, that's my bad, honestly. That's the first one. We got to get a tally of that. Of how many times?
We're just going to go over the
how
rules.
How many times Jake is going to say my bad on air?
Yeah.
No, but no, I'm excited. Good to get us all back in studio together. It's going to be really fun. We might have to hit the bleep word button a lot because there's going to be a lot of stories and fun times that we are going to have in here. So it'll be.
I'm surprised Jake can get a full sentence out at this point.
Wow. Yeah,
he was like fanning himself less than a minute ago.
Oh, good. Aaron's got water here for me.
Did you make the mistake of putting
COVID-19 protocols?
Did you make the mistake of putting the whole bag of sauce?
I didn't
on
know that
buffalo.
Was a mistake. I thought that was just like how normal people made their
because
nuggets.
Right, correct me if
you're
I'm
also
wrong.
Lads. I don't think Lads had one yet.
You made fun of me last week for making that mistake, and then now you're
literally,
you were sitting like, there like last week, and I was
I,
that's my
I was watching them. Monday Night Football before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we went through this entire scenario.
Yeah, and the two of you were like, wow, these are really spicy. I was like, did you put the whole bag on the thing? And Kevin's like, yeah, that's what I thought you were supposed
We've been
to
there,
do.
Done that, and here we are again.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because this is your first time back in the studio in a while. The rest of us have been here.
And I see that there's highly illegal activity going on.
So what... Oh, Jay, can you flip that switch over there? Abby gets mad when we don't turn the switch on.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
I know.
Come on.
Well, it's day one rookie mistake.
Rookie
but
mistakes.
Kevin, do you notice anything different from the last time you were in here? A, the 123 chairs flipped according to
plus
that chart.
Oh, there's the chair counter.
That's not an accurate chair counter. It kind of got away from us.
I would say that looks all
this is new and high tech. This is new. This is our new system, Wide Orbit. And these two screens is Lattice. Lattice also died for the Buffalo Chicken Nuggets.
Sorry. It's all right, guys.
We're going to be okay, lad. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Jake is also dying. Everyone's just dying today.
The Buffalo Chicken was a bad
idea. And here goes Jake with another one.
Yeah, you're
and he's not even taking a bite. He's putting the whole thing in at once.
You're just swallowing the...
And there's no fork. There's no utensils, by the way. Lad's just
and it's
like
also,
a caveman.
It's also a physical bowl. Now there's just a physical bowl of hot sauce
Buffalo
in the
sauce,
studio.
Yeah.
Just a pool
Abby,
of hot sauce.
Abby all right. and Michael Orr are going to kill us.
First fun game that we play. Kevin, odds you drink it.
Oh, come on.
Kevin, what are the odds you drink the bowl of sauce right now?
I mean, day one, I got to do it, right?
You're just going to do it.
You're just going to do it. We got to get listeners. It's one way to advertise.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, odds you do it.
No, I'm not doing it. There's no odds.
We can't play?
No, unless you get me a straw.
What?
What?
A straw?
I feel like
you would
drink
it out of a straw.
Yeah, I feel like that would be worth. I feel like that would be worse.
I feel like that's classier.
No.
There's some
yeah,
class
no, it's classier,
it.
But it's going to burn a lot more.
How much class there can possibly be of drinking hot sauce through a straw?
I mean, more class than drinking it, you know, sipping it
out
through
of,
the side
of
the
bowl.
Yeah.
Out of a bowl. Got it.
All right, so who wants to play odds?
But what questions are you going to ask, and are they going to be air appropriate?
What?
What?
What do you mean? What question? This is the question.
This is the question.
Odds you drink the hot
Jake,
sauce.
Do
you know how
the
game
sauce.
Works?
Odds you drink the hot sauce.
All right, 1 out of 50.
1 out of 50. Okay, ready? One. Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. 25. Damn.
But, rebuttal?
Jake.
Rebuttal?
What does that mean? We do it again?
We do it again, but if we guess the same, you have to do it. That's how it works.
1 in 50?
Yeah.
But do I have to drink the whole thing?
No, you got to take a good swig of it, though.
I have to take a swig. Brian, should I play?
You have to. It's rebuttal.
Yeah, you can't. You did
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's rebuttal. All right,
ready?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
37.
Okay, Jake, I'm feeling more risky, so let's...
Lad's going to say, like, 1 and 2.
Let's 1 to 5 it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No way!
Yes!
No way! You actually have to drink the hot sauce.
Lad has to drink the hot sauce.
Up top.
Up top.
Up top. We have to get... What we really have to do is we have to get drops.
Call the ambulance? Yeah. That's what we have to do. Call the ambulance.
Do we have water on standby
here?
There
is water. Oh, my God. He is going for it.
He went in for it.
Holy God. Oh my gosh!
He's
get him the water. Get him
the
water.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Get him the water.
You drank a good
about
of
a
that.
Quarter of it.
Give him the mic. We need a live reaction.
Lad, how are we doing?
I'm fine. Breaking a COVID-19 rule. You're gonna drink to be the fifth guy to drink out of this water today. we're good. No, that had a good consistency. That was good.
That came out of a bag from a Farm Rich box. We don't know what was that made
of. Oh, my God. This is actually the water that, it's the water bottle, at least, that Michael Gross bought me yesterday when we called the game, and I've refilled it, and now I'm going to drink out of it as well.
So we're at 3. Anyone else
want
to say?
Kevin, Brian, you want to take a Well, Kevin, what drink do you have from Dunkin'?
Kevin's had that drink for like 4 hours.
Yeah, I left
it.
It
looks like it's all melted ice here.
Yeah. I got it at around, I don't know, 1:15, I would say, 1 o'clock.
It's now 3:09.
It's 3. All right, 2 hours. It's not bad. I've been sipping on a coffee. It's a cold brew with cold foam at
the
top, and then you mix
like
the cold.
You like the foam?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's but
not
you know it's
guy.
Black coffee with the foam it comes in, it gives it a little
you
sweetness.
You like your
it's beautiful.
Coffee black?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so bitter. And you like
no,
it?
No, I think that's an opinion, Aaron.
Well, yeah. Jake, do you agree that it's bitter?
I actually have no.
You don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I don't like coffee. I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee. So I can't.
That,
really
I don't trust people that don't like coffee.
So
Lad,
me and Jake
this is a good question
leave.
For Lad. Lad likes coffee.
Yeah, so my high school history teacher taught me, she was a strong woman, and she taught me that real women drink their coffee black. That's what she would say to us at 7:35 every single morning.
Real women drink their coffee black. She was a strong woman, you said?
Yes.
Strong woman, and she's a real woman, and I stand with her.
A good friend of George Bush Sr., actually.
Really?
Yes, the late George Bush Sr. She grew up in Maine, and they would go fishing together. She worked at the Orvis up there.
The Orvis?
Yeah, so Orvis is a fishing accessory place.
Do you know of this place, Jake?
I've heard of the brand.
Yeah, so Orvis, one of the bigger ones in the country, is in Maine, and Bush Sr.
Oh, Maine.
So
I thought it was
does that have to do with coffee?
No, I was just telling her story. She's a strong woman, and she made sure to tell me every single morning, even though I'm not a woman, that...
But she was telling all the women and men in Queensbury High School.
There was 11 girls in the class, and I was the only guy. So
what class was this?
IB history. Not many.
IB?
Yeah.
International Baccalaureate.
What's baccalaureate?
However you say that word.
What word?
I don't know, Vlad, what word it could possibly be.
So it means like degree. Like,
so
bachelor?
Yeah,
bachelor?
Pretty much, but the international way to say it.
My family's listening. There was an inside joke over break. Where like I was trying to guess somebody in a game, and his name was like David something, but they're like say
Swimmer.
It in French.
Spade.
David.
Yes, I said David Deed, because his last name was like Deed or something like that, and everybody was like, say it in French. But you guys weren't there for that, so it's not that funny. But why was your first David Schwimmer?
I don't know. I was just listing Davids.
Do you like Friends?
No, not really. Oh no! Hopefully someone's not listening. I love Friends. It's my favorite show.
I really.
Who do we
like
hope
Friends.
Isn't listening here, Jake?
The biggest Friends watcher in
the
history.
The biggest Friends fan of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
I was trying to think of more Davids, but I couldn't at the time. I was gonna say Cohen, but that
Roberts.
Wouldn't even make sense. Who's David Roberts?
Dave Roberts.
Dave, yeah. But no, that's Dave.
Oh, it's Dave Roberts.
I said David.
Yeah. Oh.
Like David Montgomery.
David Montgomery. Yes.
That was the next one that I thought of.
Yeah.
Isn't there a soccer
David
player?
Robertson?
Dave Gettleman?
Robinson?
Is he listening?
What?
He just said Roberts.
Yeah, do you... No, this happened.
No, except
you
Robinson.
You know what this is like? This is like when we
watch
Sunday Ticket.
Yeah.
And like, we'll like, oh, cool, somebody scored a touchdown. Like, Elijah Moore scored a touchdown. And then it'll appear on the screen, and 10 minutes later, Ladd will be like, oh, guys, you see Elijah Moore scored a touchdown?
Yeah, like we saw that actually 10 minutes ago when it was live on the
or
TV.
Or when he gets the fantasy football updates, like... And we talk about it, and we're not watching the game. And then he sees the highlight an hour later.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wow, Aaron, don't you have him on fantasy? Yes, lad, I told you an hour
ago. Well, it's like, I don't know. It's like when you talk quietly, I can't hear it.
I promise none of us are talking quietly. The four of us are not quiet.
Maybe I'm just tuning you guys out then.
You do.
Yeah, you do. Is 100% what happens.
This is going to become therapy very, very fast if we continue down this path of how Ladd doesn't listen to us all.
It's going to be an hour of helping Ladd figure out everything.
What I've missed in the past week.
The first 10 minutes of the show are going to be like, catch up, Ladd.
Kevin, are you putting Vaseline on right now?
Yeah, I'm
putting Vaseline. Why do you have a whole bottle
of Vaseline?
Oh, I forgot
you did that.
Yeah, I got a tub of Vaseline. I bring it with me all day long.
Yeah, but you're acting like a tub. Like, it's not a huge tub. It's a tub.
It's what it is.
You would describe that as a tub?
Yeah.
No.
No? Brian's shaking his head no.
No.
With a little cap? Yeah, how long do you think this will last me?
A long time.
Years.
Yeah, you don't put on
maybe
a lot
a decade.
Of Vaseline.
Because it's a tub. It's long lasting.
It's not a tub.
A decade may be stretching it here, Kev.
No. This? I've had this for about 2 years already.
Have you ever seen the Sebastian Maniscalco bit where he talks about the Band-Aids?
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, when you buy a box of Band-Aids, you should never go through it. When you buy this box, you should have Band-Aids for millennia.
Yeah. No, one box of Band-Aids for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
That's how I feel about my Vaseline.
Yeah, but what if someone like uses Band-Aids often? Like they're constantly cutting themselves
and
getting
hurt.
That's
the point. You shouldn't be using Band-Aids
as often as
you think.
What if someone has like a health condition that they bleed?
What?
All right.
What?
Huh?
You know people that like easily bleed? What are they called?
No, it's a thing. It's
thank you.
But hold on. You're acting like as if like there's a disease out there where like naturally blood just comes like out of your skin and
it's easier to cut your skin so you bleed.
So I would grab this and then
Kevin would cut his finger.
I would cut my thumb.
Yeah.
So that's like just like very sensitive skin.
Okay.
What is it called when
I have a question. Is this what we're going to be covering next semester?
The funny thing about this is when we talked about this.
Medical issues.
Hemophiliacs!
Right, got it. But when you said to me, you know, when you brought the idea to me of you wanting to do this again, you're like, but it shouldn't be all about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should, like, joke around like you and Lad do on Sports Hour. So, like, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. I'm glad with that. I'm happy for that.
Yeah.
We just learned what hemophilia is.
I think
is.
We should stay away from medical topics, especially if Jake is leading that conversation.
That's probably a good idea.
Part of the issue because like there was one episode where Lad and I for 15 minutes talked about punctured lungs.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we're getting
I wonder who the caller is.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Dude, I'm so proud of you guys.
This is Zach Case, who is currently standing outside the WNY studios, and Kevin can't hear him because there's not enough headsets in here.
Read his lips.
I got let out of class early, and I just had to come down. I didn't know if I was going to be welcome in the studio, so I wanted to call and say hi.
You're not welcome. That is as close as you can get outside the window right now.
Okay, and that's totally fine. I know I'll get closer. I know Kevin wants me in there, but everyone else doesn't.
Well, we took the picture yesterday without you, Case. Our entire group chat took the picture without you because you were the only one not there.
Because I'm an athlete, and none of you guys are athletes.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Big athlete, Jake.
I have responsibilities.
If he's an athlete, then I'm a... Never mind. If he's an athlete, then I have a PhD.
Did you guys get the announcement yet?
What? Yes, Case, we made the announcement. That's why Jake, Kevin, and Brian are sitting in here.
What's the announcement?
They were bringing back our old show that we had when we were sophomores. It's called The Merger.
Man, when you guys were children?
When we were children.
You're still a child?
Yeah, Kevin.
No, I was just going to say the chief engineer of laughter and cheers back, and Jake could tell you that. He's back.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's my fans.
It's K Money Bennett.
K Money Kevin Bennett's
return to the airwaves, everybody. Yeah. Case, do you have anything else to say?
Do you have anything that is important?
Yeah, let's talk about sports real quick.
No, we don't do that.
The Knights are a bunch of frauds. I think they're frauds.
Okay.
I think the Sabres are a goaltender away from making a cup run.
Okay.
And hey, Kevin, are the Sabres a goaltender away from making a cup run?
Absolutely not.
I just think Kevin doesn't watch hockey anymore.
Kevin watches hockey more than anybody in this room at the moment.
I'll probably watch more hockey than you.
Right, Kevin.
Because he's so athletic and has practice, he can't watch.
We do have to go to break, so Case, I am going to let you go.
All right, final remarks. Proud of you guys. Happy to win an award alongside you guys. Michael Gross could not. So.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bold statements were just made by Zach Case.
Aaron, I got a note before we go to break here. So
we do actually have to go to break.
Yeah, so 11-minute update on the hot sauce. it didn't bother my throat. It's starting to come out my nose a bit. I don't want to have the sniffles because you can ask Brian what that sounds like for 3 hours.
Yes, well, I also
It's great.
You,
it went,
so.
Yeah, if anyone goes, what was that? Was that the Hobart game?
Yes.
Yeah, if anyone goes back and watched TOP's broadcast of the Hobart game, if you hear any sniffling, that would be our lovely color commentator, Brandon Ladd, for 3 hours.
All right, we do have to go to break. But when we come back, who knows what will happen? You're listening to the return episode of The Merger right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Welcome back to The Merger. or the second to last episode of Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Jacob Johnson, Brandon Lyon, Kevin Bennett, and Brian Rudman.
That's going to take a long time.
Here with
well,
you.
We've got some friends in studio.
Yes, we do. We do have some friends. You didn't come back until right before the song came back, and you've got a stuffed
panda. Yes.
And a stuffed moose
panda,
that Kevin
panda,
is currently
panda,
holding.
Panda. Yeah, I got...
So
yeah.
Oh,
you got what in Atlanta?
You got what? What do you have in Atlanta?
What do you have in Atlanta?
I don't think it's broad. I don't think that's a bad word.
No.
I got broads in Atlanta. I don't know the next lyric.
I don't think it.
Don't think.
We better get off of this topic. Before
it's
the
name called. It's the song Panda.
Right.
So like, why do you have?
What did McKenzie?
I don't know.
Something
remember.
About London?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I got bras in London.
That's what she thought.
Here we
in Atlanta.
We're
met.
Driving to Pittsburgh, and she starts going, Panda, Panda. And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, can you turn that song on? And I go, what song? And she goes, the one that goes like, I got bras in London. And I go, what song? She's looking it up on Google.
I may have steered off the road if I heard that.
She's looking up on Google bras in London. And like she goes, this is how it all started. She goes, it's by Pop Smoke.
Oh my God.
She goes, it's on TikTok. And I go, no, it's not. I looked up every popular Pop Smoke song. We played it. Still not playing. And she goes, it's bras in London. And I go, no, it's not. It's not. And then finally, I go, are you thinking of the song that goes, panda, 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 ah? And she goes, yes, that one, play that. And I start playing it. It goes, I got broads in Atlanta. And she goes, oh.
But what? But like the bras part makes sense, right? But the London to Atlanta part,
yeah, that's nowhere close.
That part makes no sense to me. Like, how did she get from Atlanta to London?
A flight? Plane? I don't know.
Right? Yeah, exactly. A flight. That's exactly how she got that.
Yeah, it's my. It was mine. It was the. JetBlue? It was the wildest hour and a half of the car ride.
I don't know. I don't know if you listened to Sports Hour yesterday.
I did.
But we put on. Were you here the part when we put on Good For You?
Yes.
We turned on Good For You and we were talking about Olivia Rodrigo and he goes, my favorite song of hers is Traitor.
Well.
And we started talking about how everybody sends him Traitor every single time it comes on.
And then I said, my grandma's going to start doing it.
Yeah. It's going to be really funny when his grandmother sends him a text video of Traitor coming on like her TV or something like that. It's going to be so funny. But anyway, do you want to explain the stuffed animals?
Yeah. So Kevin's got Felix, who's from Alaska, who's a moose. And then I've got Cedric, the panda bear.
Right.
Yes. So these... Okay. Cedric's a he slash him, and Felix is a he slash him as well. Those are their preferred pronouns.
Now, okay. Now, yes. I've been holding on to Felix for a while,
yes.
And I have grown a relationship with Felix now.
Yes.
But why did you bring this here?
So, afterwards, that's a fair question. That is a fair question.
Like
why are they in the studio?
Why am I holding it? I'm not mad. I like it. I'm happy, in fact.
Yes. So,
but I'm confused.
So me and Brian have a teddy bear throwing adventure after this. You'll figure out about it on Hockey Night in Oswego Saturday
night.
We're
not allowed to reveal what it is, or no?
No, it's just a hockey player finding the best spot to throw a stuffed animal in the deb.
Right. No, it's a good idea.
We're excited for it. So Cedric and Felix have joined us today. Out of stuffed animals, though, my favorite is a beluga whale, and his name is
interesting.
Cupcake.
Can I just note this? I took a graduate-level exam today. Finding these bears to do this video has been the most difficult part of my day.
Really?
No, I had to threaten lives to get these bears.
I made multiple phone calls.
I
and
had to
sent in multiple
threaten,
group chats.
Threaten lives.
No,
to
and
get the bears.
It turns out my life got threatened the other way around because if anything happens to Felix or Cedric today, I was just told that all my body parts will not
so,
be there.
And
by
I,
the
I,
end
I'm hearing
of the
is
day.
That we should wait until the Zamboni's off the ice before we start throwing. Okay.
And I heard part of this conversation, Cupcake was off limits. Like that was Cupcake was not allowed to be touched, looked at. To be part of this.
Right. Speaking of which, I do have to buy a bear for the teddy bear toss. But where I stand for the games, I got to get it over the net.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You may want to get a different
angle. Well, we saw you throw the ball to Tim Tebow.
And Abby's now giving us death stares.
What are the odds, Jake, I'm able to make it over the net from where I'm
standing? Again, we saw you try and throw the ball to Tim Tebow. There's no way you're putting this bear over the net.
Not good.
Yes.
It was the most pathetic throw I've seen in my life.
I did catch the ball with my bare hands, though, when he threw it to
me. But you spiked it a good 50 feet in front of him.
But still.
They're going to
listen.
It's going to take
a big area.
Here's the thing, Aaron. I'll say this. They're going to open They open up the door right in front of where you stand to go bring out the carts to collect the teddy bears. That's one of the spots they do it. If you miss the first couple, just kind of like underhand toss it right onto the ice.
Underhand
it. Yeah, just you know, get like Roman's attention, get someone's attention. Here you go.
Yes.
Nice and easy.
Hey, Travis, I can't make it over here.
Travis, I don't have the arm strength.
The other thing I'm really excited for is that this is Deborah Stanley's final game.
Are you excited because
president.
She's leaving, or are
so,
you excited because
no,
of the...
But what's going to be really funny about it is they're doing a ceremony with her where she's at center ice, and she's going to wave goodbye to everybody. And, like, everyone is going to boo. Like, there's no way that, like...
Are people going to throw panda bears at
her? Like, I don't think it'll get
Cedric
to that point.
Will take flight?
But, like, like, you cannot tell me otherwise... that the entire student section isn't going to boo her, right?
I don't know. I think you're giving the student section a lot more props than we should be.
Wow. So you want them to boo?
Oh, 1,000%.
Great. Great.
And if I wasn't in the booth, I'd be the loudest supporter in the student section. But I'm going to cheer and give a nice little golf clap on our way out. Yeah.
Nice little golf clap. Now, Kevin, will you be there?
I may be in attendance, depending on my schedule. Busy guy.
Did you know that Gavin Williams, our close friend?
Yes, I did know.
He had to make a final project for his class, and the final project was a tribute video to Deborah Stanley, and the best persons in the class would be played at this hockey game, and Gavin won.
No
his
way.
Video
that's
yeah.
the video
played.
That's going to be played?
Yeah.
That is like... That's so great, Gavin. Congratulations, one. But two, somehow that's like so hilarious that like it's Gavin's.
Oh, it's fine. I was talking to him and Mike today about it. He was like, yeah, I got a list of notes of little things I need to change. He was like, this isn't a part of my project. I didn't know I had to do more work.
Yeah, it would be Gavin, and they would hand him a list of things being like,
yeah,
it was great, but now you have to go fix all lessons. Yeah.
So now he's gonna have to be there. Like, in attendance to, like, watch this and make sure it all goes off correctly.
Is he going
to
be on
He's
the ice
He's
going to
be booing, too. That's his name. His video is going to be
rolling.
Congratulating Deborah. Yeah. And then they're going to be like, that's the guy who created it. And he's booing her.
We'll make sure, lad, we're going to have to make a note. We'll have to get him on, we'll have to honor him on TOP's broadcast.
No, we'll
on
pan
camera.
Left, we'll pan right. We'll find all the important
ponder
people.
Ponder left.
No,
I'm a bit nervous for this one because I feel like if we don't have the right angle of Deb on camera, she'll come back and get me. Wow. We already know that there's a bounty on Jake's head for revealing 2 days early that the arena was
named
arena
after
her. But all six, that's the thing that still doesn't make sense about it, right? It's all 6,000 students or however many people go here knew. Like, you're walking by, they're like, oh, they're changing the name of the arena, I guess.
No, but that's life in a dictatorship. You just gotta look the other way and it does not notice.
Oh my god. So many claims are being made today.
This life in a dictatorship.
Oh my.
Brandon Ladd on December 1st.
Oh my god.
It is 3:30 on the dot.
Ladd, you're just cut. You are right. You are threatening lives today.
No, it's sunshine and roses. It's Wednesday.
Roses have
good.
Thorns on them.
Yeah, roses.
It depends what part you touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't say sunshine and sunflowers. Like, that's bright, happy, yellow, and goodness.
Well, roses are nice.
What's that song? Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. No?
Anyone.
I mean, who would know the name of that song? That's a commercial right there.
That, no one knew the name of that.
Only Aaron would be able to sing the jingle to some
random commercial
brand.
From 2004.
Yeah, from his childhood that played during the Mets game once.
I'm trying to think of commercials that like played a lot during sporting events when I was younger. The only ones like I know now is, are the ones that replan the
Just
NBC
for Men
Sports
with
app.
Keith Hernandez and Emmett Smith.
Oh yes,
that was a
treat. Yep.
Well, the one for March Madness this year.
Bob's Discount. WB Mason has always been a famous sponsor. Lincoln Mercury used to
Geico,
be a huge sponsor.
God.
Well, it's still Geico Sports Night on SNY. Yeah. But now what's annoying is the commercials about the lottery, and it's Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo.
Oh, those are the worst.
Into the bleachers. Yeah. So those that are the somebody, worst. It's like I've seen this commercial 500 times.
Yeah, it's such cringy acting.
Yes. No, it's. I mean, with Pete, it's kind of funny because he's Pete. Yeah. But with like Nimmo, it's like, dude.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah.
The Yankees I love Nimmo, horrible. But I hate him at the same time. Anyways, what?
The Yankees ones are horrible. They try to act like the team's good, and then it's just all these hype videos of Gleyber Torres scoring one of seven runs on that season.
Yeah, it's Aaron Judge when he's not being hurt.
Yeah, no, every time, because you know I'm from New York, every time the Red Sox play the Yankees and I have to, Nesson gets blacked out, so I have to watch the Yes feed, and it's just constant hype videos of this team. I'm like, I didn't realize they were that good.
Yeah.
Certainly don't play like that.
My dad is saying they used to have a State Farm agent of the day on SNY.
Ooh.
And it used to always, every single game, I kid you not, every single game for like 4 years straight, it was Pat Cawley. And like we would watch these games and we'd be like, State Farm agent of the day up, and it's Pat Cawley for day 547.
What about Jake?
No, it's not Jake.
Jake from State Farm, it's not.
No, it's not him. Okay. And then have you guys ever seen the Heineken commercial where they walk into the closet, like all the women walk into this like beautiful walk-in closet and they all start freaking out. And then all of a sudden, like they go silent because they hear men screaming and it's a walk-in freezer of just straight up Heineken.
I have not seen that, but that sounds like the best commercial.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's like one of my favorite commercials of all time.
I've never seen that one.
All I can remember are the March Madness ones.
Yeah, AT&T
was bad. Because we watched that
this
for
year.
How long?
Yeah, the AT&T this year, it was bad. It was... What's the AT&T girl's name? Lily, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. I love the old school Coors Light ones where they would act like it's a press conference of one of the coaches, but they're asking them questions about Coors Light. It would be like Bill Parcells giving a real quote and like freaking out about something, but they're like, Coach, what do you think? Do you have enough Coors Light for the weekend? And then he would flip out, and it was funny.
If I'm being honest, I think some of the funniest commercials now and that I've seen are the Progressive Don't Turn Into Your Parents ones.
Yes, those are hilarious.
Hilarious.
The one where
yes,
the one where like the guy is standing there with the girl and they're looking at a couch and he's like, and there's all these pillows on the couch. And
yeah,
he goes, if you have too many. Where you can't sit.
Yeah.
You have too many. And like that is my mom to a T. There are pillows all over the couches. And like when we have to sit, there's pillows all over the floor. It's literally my mom.
It's like the one that's
T.
like, do you really need the live, laugh, love?
Do you really need another that? One? Do you really need another
no
one of those?
Cussing, that's my mom. No fussing. No. No, I think my favorite one is the one where he's doing the lecture and he's just, and it's just, it cuts to him real quick and he goes, the waiter does not need to know your name.
Or like you see the woman holding up an iPad and taking the picture. My favorite one is they're in the hardware store and like this guy with blue hair walks by and they're like, blue, we all see it. We're getting a phone call. We do have to go to break in like 30 seconds though. Hello, caller, you are on the air. Hello.
Oh.
Billy?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, how are you, man? How are you doing?
Good. I'll let you go to commercial and I'll hang on.
All right. Why don't we go to break and then you can call back. We're going to talk some Oswego State hockey, right?
Yep.
All right. We'll see you in a couple minutes, Billy. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
Said she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil' Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy.
And welcome back to Sports Hour. It's the debut episode of The Merger. Aaron Valentino, Brian Rutterman, Kevin Bennett, Brandon Ladd, Jacob Johnson here with you. I think we're waiting for a call from Billy Dixon.
Go.
And there it is. Hello, Billy. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Turn the music down a little.
I'm fading it out. Okay. Billy, you want to talk some Oswego State hockey?
Yes, I do.
Yes. All right. What do you got? They got two games this weekend against SUNY Canton and SUNY Morrisville. So two big games, and then it's the Teddy Bear Toss on Saturday. What do you got for us?
Oswego 3, first period.
First period.
First period. Wow.
Second period, 4-2.
Four and then two. So if my math is correct, 9 for Oswego at the end of the game?
Yep.
Is this for Canton?
Yeah.
That is what they put up when they played in the preseason.
That is what they put up last time they played Canton. So, what is it, 9-0 score prediction for Friday's game or 9-1? What are we looking at? How many is Canton scoring?
Nine nothing.
All right, 9-0.
Second game, it'd be 4-2.
4-2 the final. That's Morrisville game. That's a game worth 3 points now. In the studio.
No, that's a big one.
Big game.
That's one that people, you know, that's a big one. People may not realize that Morrisville's, you know, it means it's Suniac game.
It's points. It's points for sure.
It's also like if you want.
I wish I could be there, but under circumstances beyond my control, there's no way.
Yeah, I know. We do miss you having there, Billy. We really wish you were you could be at the games, but we appreciate you always listening and watching to us.
I wish I could be too because I like you get on the air with you guys in the booth.
Yes. Oh, we would love that. We would love to have you in the booth, Billy. But we appreciate you always calling into the show and supporting us. We're going to let you go now, but thank you, Billy. Big weekend for Oswego State Hockey. Billy, thanks for calling in as always.
Yep.
All right. Bye now. Billy Dixon, big weekend at Oswego State Hockey. SUNY Canton, we'll have coverage for that one at 6 o'clock with Jared Wakefield and the guys for Countdown and Faceoff on Friday. And then on Saturday, once again, Jared Wakefield at 6 with Jake Johnson, Liam Gottemer, and myself on the call at 7 should be a good one for sure. All right, I guess what I normally
are we talking sports?
Well, I had a.
We did wait 40 minutes.
I feel like I had another random topic. That
lad this morning?
Yeah, lad, you broke into Kevin and Jake's house this morning, right? As we pass the mics along.
Yeah, that's something we gotta have to get better at.
Yeah,
this has real good. Real good range of movement.
Yeah.
It does.
I'm just like throwing it back and forth with Kev. Not literally.
I can't wait until that
for
thing
Abby
goes
and Michael
flying
Orr
out the window.
For Abby and Mike, if you're listening, I'm not literally throwing it. You know, nice little swing. Toss. Nice little swing pass.
Nice little toss.
Bang, right there. It's beautiful. It's I love it.
Now, how much range does mine have?
Okay.
Oh, good God.
He tried to get it by the computer.
You're going to break it.
He tried to throw it by the desk.
You break it, you buy it.
A little bit of glass around now, but everybody's good. Nobody needs to come flying through that door.
I come back from school today, and I see somebody parked in my driveway, and I was like, who is that? And I come closer, and I see the Lakeside Common sticker in the back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's Lad. Walk in. These two guys and our other roommate, Jeff, are watching the Maury show.
Yes.
Locked in, screaming at the television. Lad was standing at one point.
The Maury show is so awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to watch, but it's on like at the worst time.
No.
No, we found the app.
We found an app that has the Maury show, the Jerry Springer show, and the Steve Wilkos show at every episode at all time. It's free.
So what I'm hearing is like we're just locking into the Maury show.
Yeah, we watched a wild one. Like Andrea's dad would not take ownership that he was the dad after 20 years. It got really sad. And we felt bad for her.
I love how you're just referring to her as Andrea, as if like you know her personally.
No, we did. I felt like I grew closer.
They go all the way back to that history class we talked about earlier. Good close friends.
But how long were you in the house before Jake realized you were there?
35 minutes.
Oh, I wasn't aware of this.
He texted me at 11:15. I'm coming over at noon. Is that okay? And I said, yeah. So I like just kind of laid there. I was on my phone. Passed out, phone on my chest and just sleeping. And I wake up at like 12:45 to a missed call. I'm on my way. I'm in your living room. A picture of our TV in a group chat from Lad saying, when you're at Jake's house and Jake isn't here. So I just sent a picture of myself with my blanket wrapped around my face, my eyes closed, like, sorry, I accidentally fell asleep.
Wow.
So a miscommunication both ways. It wasn't a home invasion.
No. No, that is a miscommunication both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely miscommunication on both ways. All right, we could talk a little bit of sports. Max Scherzer introduced today at the Mets press conference. And he said that Steve Cohen is willing to win, and that is part of the reason that he signed to New York.
You know, he's used to finishing.
$43 million also helps.
He's used to finishing in fourth place in the NL East, so now he'll just be in third.
He won a World Series 2 years ago.
Yeah. You're so salty. You just won the World Series, and you're still
upset.
It's pathetic. Just real quick, how do you feel about, what's his name, Epler?
Billy Epler?
Yeah.
So I said on the show a couple weeks ago when they signed Billy Epler, I think it's a horrible move.
I agree.
But, again, Angels ownership is bad, and I forget the name of the Angels owner name. But he like plays a big role in that, and he restricts GMs to a certain extent and kind of does what he wants.
Right.
So but maybe now that Epler has a little bit more freedom and a lot more money, maybe he'll be able to do something with
but
it.
Don't
I think
you
he
feel
has.
Like what he did, he had to do? It's what the Mets had to do this offseason. I feel like any GM
but
had
I feel,
to do that.
But, yeah.
Like, I don't give him really that much credit. I give Stevie more credit because he helped with the Scherzer.
Yeah. I give Alderson no credit. Apparently that guy is
useless. They wait for him to fall asleep before they start the negotiations.
Yeah. He's in the retirement home sitting there. He goes to bed at 8 p.m. and Steve's like, all right, now
let's go, guys. Let's. Everybody. Woo, woo, woo.
Is that why the Mets break so much news at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, no, that's definitely that's definitely why. Literally, you're scrolling through Twitter on this Scherzer thing, and they used like 27 different words to say close. Like literally one guy tweeted out, a source just told me Mets on Scherzer, quote, I think it's done. What do you mean you think? What what does that mean? You think it's done? Like, I think that, you know, my mac and cheese is done sometimes, and then I realize that it needs to go in the pot for like another 5 minutes.
Especially with the Mets history. Yeah, that was a terrible analogy.
I couldn't think of a better one.
Well, you tried.
I tried.
Especially with the Mets history of like that Carlos Gomez, Wilmer Flores trade, of all that happening, and then just seeing the Mets being right there on the 1 yard line with Scherzer forever, I was like, this is destined to not happen.
Yeah, no, and we've seen it so many times. But to see him like today in like the Mets hat, that was very strange. It was very, very strange. I don't know. Thoughts on baseball lockout, Scherzer? Anybody, anything?
Well, let's lock the door and forget about it. Throw out the key.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. I told Aaron this yesterday. It's going to be a long
Jeff lockout. Passan tweeted out right before the show began. They had a 7-minute meeting today.
Yeah, and it ended.
Yeah.
This is going to be.
Listen, we saw this, and you could see, like, back in 2020 when they were negotiating the shortened season, they could have had that done much earlier in a much smoother way. And that was just like, it was all over the place. It's going to be worse now that it's.
An actual negotiation.
Yeah, now that's an actual negotiation. It's more than just, well, what are we going to do for 2 months? This is about years and years and years of playing baseball and how they're going to get paid. This is going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take months.
Yeah, I mean, just got to figure it out by April. The sport's in a fragile place right now. So
I mean, it's going to be horrible. If they have to go into a lockout and they really have to delay, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Not many things can survive a lockout. NBA did fine with it because it's the NBA, but I don't, like, if it happened to football.
Well, the last time it happened to baseball, it was really, really
bad. And they were good for so long.
Yeah.
Until very recently. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Isn't it amazing what COVID exposes?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong about that. Yeah, it's going to be a while. It's going to be painful.
Yeah.
It's going to be painful. You're going to go home and you're going to watch MLB Network and it's just going to be like, yeah, they're not getting this done.
Yeah, and it's going to delay everything. Even if they like sign it at the end of February, it's going to be a while before they, okay, let's, you know, Now we got to, you know, finish up with free agency. Now we got to get the players down there. Now we got to get them in shape. You know, now we got to figure all this out. So
I know it's going to be hard when they really need to get some of these deals done. And there's still some big free agents out there. And they can't.
They can't right now. Yep. And, you know, it's
Chris Bryant, Marcus Stroman, Castellanos,
Trevor Story,
Carlos Correa,
Freddie Freeman.
Well, he's going. Well, he's going to New York. So he's going to the Bronx. So that doesn't.
I have a question about the situation.
What situation?
If with the
Lockout? No, with the lockout or with Freddie Freeman?
Okay, that's fair.
Do you have breaking?
With the lockout. No, I just have a question that I don't know. I know negotiations are pretty much not allowed to happen, really. But were teams allowed to give, like, a final offer to players and be like, here's a final offer, you can accept it whenever? Is that possible? Like, is Chris Bryant just sitting on offers?
Isn't that interesting?
Right now? I don't know. I saw a couple jokes on Twitter that were like, wow, a lot of random golf pairings are going to be made during this lockout.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, even though we, you know, people may not know about it because of the lockout, you're right. They're still going to meet or talk in some way, shape, or form. I feel like a lot of deals are going to be agreed to in principle. You know, I feel like whenever it does get signed, whenever the new agreement is made, within the, you know, next 48 hours after that, we'll see a lot of deal made in principle. Oh, why is Freddie Freeman back in Atlanta so soon?
And I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they were like, when it ends, like, is there all of a sudden just going to be, oh, my God, there's 74, you know, there's 74 transactions that all of a sudden have to go through.
It's going to be a wild day when it finally ends.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It'll be interesting.
It will be interesting.
It'll be like, everyone's going to play the guessing game, like, why is Chris Bryant here? Why is he there? And then, you know, whenever it signs, oh, that's why he was in Seattle. Yeah. Okay.
Chris Bryant was in Seattle visiting family. No, he was not.
No, definitely not.
No one has family in Seattle. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Kevin, you're fascinated by the words we're not allowed to say on air.
Oh, my God. May I list them out? No.
Wow. Well, the Gonian staff once got me for that because I've got my swear pie over there and I play by the same rules.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to buy them a pie?
Yeah. And I'll do another one Friday because
the best was when he brought the leftovers home and then left for the weekend. I was fed for, I think it was the.
Well, I missed this.
I think it was the weekend you went up on the North Country trip.
Yeah.
And Vlad went home.
Of course.
I ate for free the whole week. Like, I had food the entire weekend. No, also, Vlad, I have a question.
Yes.
You're sitting, the mic is not in front of your mouth, it's in front of your forehead, and I'm just curious as to why
how that's working. So it's just an
up down.
It's an exercise the whole entire way.
Bobblehead theory.
Yes. Because I think my chair is a bit lower than Kev's, so we got to keep it on a plane. Watch this.
Okay. Much less smooth
not
than over
as
here.
Good.
No,
no,
it's smooth.
Also
he's got to reach.
It's
out.
Also at my nose too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you got to probably bring it down.
There you go. Just made that observation.
All right. Well, 4 minutes to go here, but yes, this is what Lat and I will be doing next semester. We'll be bringing back the merger once a week. We still don't know the time yet. I don't even really know what classes I'm taking, if I'm being completely honest.
Neither do I.
Yes, for next semester. So we will figure that out as a time goes on. But this is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for it. Today was fun. Good job.
Yeah, we talked about sports for like a whole 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of adventures. Well, a lot of adventures happen, and we're only going to do the show once a week, so a lot of things are going
to
happen.
We also
over
have
the course
like
of a week.
2.5 years worth of stories to.
Well, I don't know if all the stories can be.
No, not all of them, but we have
we
enough.
We went through some of them last night, and there's.
We can force feed
the
them.
The banter is going to be unreal.
The what?
The banter.
Oh, the banter, yes.
The banter.
There you go. There you go.
How good is your NFL coach on fourth down calls?
Yeah, Lad just also does this. Sometimes he just sits on the ESPN website and looks at things. He does this a lot.
Who's number one, Lad?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, Kingsbury's number one. LaFleur's number two. Harbaugh, number three.
Robert Saleh.
Woo! Four. And let's go down to Mike McCarthy. Oh, he's 11.
Where's Joe Judge?
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're getting down to some names here.
Oh, no. 28.
Woo!
Who's last?
Wait, why is Belichick 29? I don't understand this list.
You know who's probably last? Pete Carroll.
Mike Tomlin.
Wait, I don't understand this list.
Oh, so it's just they do a percentage.
Oh, on fourth down.
Fourth down, and like, should they have went for it, should they have not, by
Bill
the
Belichick
analytics.
Is 29.
Well, Robert Saleh gets a lot of yeses because the Jets are down by 20 points by the end of the first. Not many tough decisions when you're down by 20.
Yes, that's true. That's why Robert Saleh is ranked fourth on this list. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
The headlines aren't as fun as yesterday. Like, yesterday it was like, one of them was like, yeah, here it is. Tiger says he's lucky to be alive, still have leg. Like, there was a few fun ones yesterday.
Tiger is lucky to be alive, still has leg. That's great.
Did we have any idea that his leg disappeared?
Well,
the car accident.
Well, yeah, but
listen to some of the quotes, he said amputation was on the table for his leg.
Damn. I think someone should amputate my back.
Oh, God,
are we going back medical?
What?
Yeah, I have sciatica, scoliosis. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a little bit of scoliosis.
Does anybody want to amputate Jacob Johnson's back?
Let us know. Let us know.
The phone lines are open, folks.
That is going to do it for today's edition of Sports Hour. Tomorrow, it'll just be Brandon and I, and it'll be the final edition ever.
Jake's doing right now.
I didn't miss that in the 2 years we didn't do the show. We'll see you tomorrow for the final episode. Later. Bye.